following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Thursday, January 28th, through Thursday, February 4th, 2021. January 28th, 2021, the Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas is here. His eyes are black in color. He says, "Praise be to Jesus." When you, Maureen, were a youngster, you played a lot with paper dolls. You could change their clothes in an instant, and they looked different. But Papa God wants people to change on the inside, to have repentant hearts. This can only be accomplished by free will, not a paper dress outside to be admired. This is real. January 29th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not lose track of your heritage as regards to the history of this country. The one world order does not want you to think as a nation anymore. The whole history of the founding fathers, past presidents, and the noble efforts of the pioneers pose as a threat to those who want to trample the Constitution and dissolve the borders of this great country. Their efforts are directed towards ushering in a new world order, which, I tell you once again, is the threshold of the Antichrist. I encourage your patriotism. Make an effort to pass down to the younger generations the courageous history that was the basis of this nation. Do not lose sight of where this nation has been and where it is going. Hang on to your traditions, such as Memorial Day and Independence Day, Flag Day. Keep the soul of your nation proud of past heroes and ready to foster new patriotic heroes. Your nation has come too far and shed too much blood to buckle and succumb to the evils of a one-world order. I am calling you to stand strong as one nation under me." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 30th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Once I told you, my messenger, that in the future the good would suffer along with the bad. Now I tell you that your president is calling upon my wrath with his unconscionable abortion policies. My justice must be satisfied. The scale of my justice must be balanced. Soon there will be no more time for stern warnings such as this one today. I remind you of Sodom and Gomorrah, where abortions were not legalized. Today, once again, I call for repentance on the part of the conscience of this nation. My soldiers of truth, while they mourn the loss of the last president, must make reparation for the errors of the current leader who unlawfully reigns over your nation. Remember, you still have a free will. No one can stop your prayers from the heart. Use your rosaries as the weapon of choice against the present-day evil. While my justice must be satisfied, your prayers can still mitigate my justice, as I am all mercy. Appeal to my mercy by prayer and sacrifice. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 6. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings, and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 31st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Despite mankind's indebtedness to me, I never reject a repentant heart. Sorrow for sins is the key to my mercy. My mercy is from age to age and endures forever." The human heart must be convicted of his wrongdoing and regret his sins. Then I will flood his soul with my unbounded mercy. Today, however, I do not see that there is regret on the part of politicians in their role for easy access to abortion. They do not live in the truth of good versus evil. Rather, they view their office as the means of their infallibility. But my commandments do not change or bend according to a soul's importance in the world. Every soul, no matter his station in the world, is liable to my judgment, which is based upon his obedience to my commandments. The truth is, life begins at conception. Anyone who interferes with the human life thereafter is guilty of murder. This cannot be changed because of unpopularity. Mankind's acceptance or rejection of this determines the future of his soul. The note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 1st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I have a forgiving heart, a merciful heart. Souls need to understand their need for my mercy in order to experience it. You are living in evil times, times when sin is not acknowledged. Few there are who respect my commandments and obey them. I am asking you today to be an example of holiness to those around you. Have a forgiving heart. Imitate my mercy to those around you. I desire souls fear my justice, but do not fear me. Fear the path your acceptance of sin takes you upon, but understand it is free will that chooses such a path. I choose each soul knows me and loves me. I provide you with every opportunity to choose righteousness. Free will chooses either salvation or condemnation. Choose my will for you, which is to welcome you into paradise. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 2nd, 2021, the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these days it is more important than ever that mankind keeps in close touch with me. If you are not listening to me, you will be easy prey for Satan. The future of your nation and of the world depends upon each one's relationship with me. As it is, this relationship is being formed by erroneous mass media, which does not take into account my will. My permitting will is always in play, always affecting world and personal events. People must take into account that my omnipotence is not confounded by the evils of the day. Prayer always provides a way to change every situation. You cannot presume to know the outcome of any given situation. This so often leads to discouragement. Surrender to my divine will. Season your surrender with wisdom. Then I will lead you according to my divine will. Stay close to the rosary, which is Satan's nemesis. A note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I wish to implant in every heart the desire to be holy. These days, folks have many ambitions in their hearts, most of them selfish ambitions towards a comfortable existence in the world. People do not accept in their hearts that their earthly existence is passing. The goal of the heart should be to become holy and thereby gain merit in the hereafter. Build up heavenly treasure through your efforts in prayer and sacrifice, through selflessness, and most importantly, through holy love. This heavenly bank account is the only thing that will follow you into the next life. Do not let the passions of your heart be worldly, but holy ambitions. If you do this, all things will fall into focus. You will not waste precious time on worry, greed, or any concerns centered on your earthly well-being. Charity and trust will carry you into the next life, which I will share with you." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 4th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Personal holiness requires a conscious effort. Choices in thought, word, and deed need to focus on pleasing me. Satan knows every soul's weaknesses and uses these failings as a port of entry to lead the soul off guard and into sin. Therefore, it behooves each soul to know his weaknesses and to strive to overcome them. Think of your soul as a beautiful strand of pearls to be admired by all. If, however, there is a weakness in the strand, all the pearls slide off and are lost. So it is with your journey in salvation. The soul may lead an exemplary life, but gives in to one sin repeatedly. All else is in vain due to this one sin that he cannot conquer. Each soul needs to pray for self-knowledge and insight as to where he is on the road to salvation. Self-knowledge as to the state of his soul before me is the most important aspect of the soul's quest for salvation. Any sin or failing, no matter its repetition, is forgiven by me if the soul has a repentant heart. The effort must be made by the soul to see his weaknesses, for he cannot increase in personal holiness until he does so. Salvation is obtained through personal holiness, even if personal holiness is only a goal as the soul draws his last breath. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.